out the window, riding on a train, headed for a place called home. I was thinking about the past and thinking about the last time I went up on my own. But those memories were too strong for me, and now I'll tell you why. The last time I was up there, I didn't do nothing but cry.
I could kill, I could maim. If I had the will, I could burn. I could abuse. I could stab. I could use. Only one thing makes me sane. I don't need you. I could blow up cities. I could shoot down planes. I could play all of those natural power games. If I had a machine gun, I could blow you away. If I changed, then I could make you stay. Only one thing makes me sane. I don't need to. It's mankind I got on my mind. It's mankind I got in my mind. It's mankind, and sometimes it really blows my mind. Well, there's evil in me and there's hate in you. I could be you, cause by a cruel twist of fate, all our roles could reverse. You could be insane, I could be perverse. Only one thing makes me sane. I don't need to. Cause all the world's in me, all the world's in you. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You get hostages, I feel the skies, and we both went on killing. Despite all their cries, only one thing makes me sane. I don't need to. It's mankind I got on my mind. It's mankind I got in my mind. It's mankind, and sometimes it really blows my mind.
Couple of tracks there from the brand new debut album from Django Blackheart, Still Around, and Me and Mankind. And we are fortunate enough tonight on Jump Children, we are all fortunate tonight to be joined by Tom Walker of Django Blackheart. Tom, welcome to Jump Children.
Oh, Stephen, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a real honour to be here.
Well, it's an honour for us to have you, mate. Kicking off, can you describe Django Blackheart to someone who hasn't heard them before?
Oh, okay. Well, we're a five-piece. We describe ourselves as a guitar and harmonica band. And I think the album, at least, covers the full spectrum of blue, different blues styles, really. We'd like to give a little nod here and there to, you know, a bit of blues rock, a reference to maybe some of the Chicago Chess-type stuff, acoustic track, and everything else in between. So, yeah, I guess that probably describes us too. We describe ourselves as a blues and roots band.
Yeah.
And we've got lots of different influences.
So, well, who are those influences? Who influenced the band and who influences Tom Walker?
I can't really speak for the band necessarily, but we've got quite an eclectic mix of people in the band. So in terms of influences, well, we've got our drummer, Pedro, who's from Brazil. Right now, he's back in Brazil playing in some blues festivals over there. But he certainly brings a kind of Latin and Brazilian rhythmic influence into the band that you can probably hear in some of the tracks.
Yeah, you can.
On the album, which I quite like, and it's part of that whole eclectic thing, and it makes it a bit different. Then you've got Mitch Mitchell, I won't tell you his real name, his real first name, because he hates me doing that, and I have outed him on radio a couple of times. He's going to give me an uppercut. So he's not the guy that was in Cream, obviously, but he's been playing in bands, you know, around New South Wales since the 60s, lots of different bands and, you know, a lot of blues stuff, a lot of, again, a lot of roots type stuff too. He was in the Red Rattlers at one point, you may know of, and yep, various other bands you've probably heard of too. So that's him. And then we've got Doug Brown, who is one of our guitarists. And he's actually, he's really into blues and probably more of a kind of blues rock thing, but he's actually obsessed with the Beatles. So he kind of brings a melodic thing into it, and he's very good at creating guitar hooks. Then we've got Steve, who studied jazz music at a music conservatorium in South Australia. So he kind of brings a jazzy thing to it. And then me, well, I love, you know, I got obsessed when I was a teenager with the whole Chess Records thing. And Willie Dixon, as a songwriter, is probably who I admire the most. You know, I love, obviously, Little Walter because I'm a harp player, and I love Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf. But as a songwriter, I'm more interested in Willie Dixon than anyone else, I'd say.
But do you mind talking about your writing? Do you have a process for songwriting?
Different ways, really. There's two songs on the album that I wrote. I wrote 10 of the songs on the album, and Doug wrote the other two. But two of the songs that I wrote, I actually wrote when I was about 18, 19. Then I just used to wait for inspiration to hit me and the manna to come down from heaven. And, you know, it was all very hit and miss kind of stuff. You know? But now I've become a bit more systematic and lyrically, I kind of, if I get a hook, like with a blues, you know, with a blues tune, if I get that turnaround lyric, I will base a whole song around that.
Yeah.
And just kind of like freeform the other stuff and play around with it. And actually Dylan, I know a lot of blues fans hate Bob Dylan, but I think he's a genius. And he is a huge influence on my songwriting. And I've tried to, with some of the songs in the album, I've tried to kind of get a flavor of that kind of Dylan bluesy thing. Because, you know, he does actually do some blues songs, some really good ones. We've got one in our set that we play live, you know, Meet Me in the Morning,
yeah,
that Freddie King covered. It's a fantastic song, an amazing blues song. And he's got, you know, armfuls of songs like that. So I try to kind of emulate lyrically that sort of sensitivity into the stuff that I write.
And I was young, made me in the morning, 56 and I was young. Honey, we could be in Kansas by the time the snow begins to thaw. Say the darkest hour is right before the dawn. They say the darkest hour is right before the dawn. Honey, every day's been darkness ever since you've been gone. the crowing. There must be something on his mind. Little rooster crowing. There must be something on his mind. Feel just like that rooster. Honey, know you treat me so unkind. Struggle through barbed wire. Felt the hail fall from above. Struggle through barbed wire. Felt the hail fall from above. And I'd run the hound dog. Baby, you know I've earned your love. Look at that sun sinking like a ship. Look at that sun. Ain't that just like my heart, babe? When you kiss my lip,
so the album's called Blues, Roots and Other Fruits. It's your first. How did it come together?
It came together because we tried to do we'd made an EP in our first lockdown in Sydney, and I'd mixed that, and I'd mixed it, you know, we'd all recorded separately on GarageBand at home, and I mixed it on GarageBand on my iPad, and it didn't chart. You'll be surprised to hear. Even though, like, one of the songs we kind of redid and is on the album, a song called Snake in the Woodpile, very different version now. But yeah, it didn't chart. And so, you know, this time around in the second lockdown, we thought, right, okay, let's do another attempt. But this time we did the same thing. We all recorded separately, apart from the drums that we went into the studio and did the drums before the lockdown and at the end of the lockdown.
Yeah.
But everything else was done in a similar way at home, remotely. But the difference with this was that we got a really fantastic producer to do a mix for us. And he happened to be an old family, like longtime childhood friend of Doug Brown in our band. And he's produced stuff for Paul Kelly. He used to play in keys in Darryl Braithwaite's band. He was a really experienced guy, really knew what he was doing. And so he managed to take us a few levels above the iPad mix standard that I had taken it to. Let's put it that way.
Where can people get hold of the album? I'm assuming it's on all the usual streaming channels.
It is now. Yeah. And, you know, if you want to feed us poor starving artists, you could go to Big Rock's website. I think it's big-rock.com.au because this is a Big Rock release.
Right.
And we're very lucky to have Chris Turner, Mr. Big Rock himself, playing on one of the songs too. Amazing guitar solo he plays in it.
I would advocate that you do go out and buy a physical copy or download from Big Rock because poor starving musicians need to eat and we need to feed them. Do you have a... Do you have a favourite from the album, Tom?
Well, I think, you know, I like a lot of the songs, but I think I think probably, given that I've just mentioned the one that Chris Turner's on, that would be a good one. That's going to be the next single. It's called Now Might Be the Time to Go. And yeah, Chris plays an amazing solo on it. We've got an incredible Jamaican backing vocalist from who basically did her vocals from her studio in Jamaica.
All right.
That we used, yeah, because I thought that the kind of narrative of the song had a kind of I Shot the Sheriff story to it.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to have that. It's not a reggae song at all, but I wanted to have that influence in the background there. So Delreen Billings did her stuff, her magic there. And with her and Chris, yeah, elevated the whole thing, and we got very excited to hear them both on it.
Well, we'll go out with that one then. Tom Walker, thank you very much.
Stephen, thank you so much. Thanks for having us on the show, and thanks for, you know, all your support for the blues scene. It's amazing what you guys do. Thanks so much.
It is our pleasure. Trust us. This is Django Blackheart on Valley FM. Now might be the time to go.
Fur-lined gloves just won't staunch the